I have been, or I am currently seeking the Lord for the messages that He wants to go out for 2017. And I know I need a lengthy period alone with Him in silence just to find out what His heart is and what He wants to be saying to His people. And for myself, I'd like a series, because I'm a bit like that. I'd like to teach on a book or on a psalm or something where I've got a theme. And my eye just lit on a book by someone called 100 Days in the Secret Place. And I thought, now, how about that? If I took those dear ones through 100 days in the secret place as a start to 2017. I don't know whether that is what will transpire. And I'm dictating this early in November. And I'm luxuriating in the fact that I'm going to have time with Him in that place, the secret place, where all I do is to sit like an empty bowl underneath a dripping tap and allow that tap to drip into me the distillation of what He wants me to pour out on you. So even if we don't go there, how about if you think about having 100 days in the secret place? Do you remember at the beginning of December, we looked at silence and stillness and solitude and submission and surrender and all those good things beginning with S? How about 100 days in the secret place? Does that grab your heart? Grabs mine. God bless you.